Well, today we have two miracles in one gospel passage from St. Mark, beginning at chapter 5, and they both have to do with faith. You have the faith of the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years, and then you have the faith of the synagogue official when his daughter had died. So we take a look at these two very touching and very powerful stories. It begins with the synagogue official, then it's interrupted by the healing of the woman, and then it concludes again with the synagogue official. So we see the Lord is still around the Sea of Galilee, and the official of the synagogue, he was a very important man. He was the leader of the synagogue. He was probably the most well-known and well-beloved and respected man in that area, named Jairus. But Jairus humbles himself. He comes up to the Lord, and he falls at his feet. He kneels down and prostrates himself before the Lord, pleading earnestly. So you see this beautiful image of true prayer, of this act of humility, this act of great reverence for the Lord and great respect for the Lord. So he falls down before the Lord's feet and pays him homage and respect, and he makes his plea, "My daughter is at the point of death." Obviously, she was so sick that he rushed to meet the Lord. So he begs the Lord, "Please come, lay your hands on her, give her a blessing that she may get well and live." So the Lord is willing to do this. So he begins to head towards the house of Jairus and his family. Well, in the meantime, the large crowd is following our Lord, hundreds, perhaps thousands of people pressing up against the Lord, as they would do with very popular rabbis, wanting to listen to every word that he would say. And there was a woman in the crowd that had heard about Jesus. And this woman had this bleeding for 12 years. And she had gone to all the doctors. She had spent all her money, and she was no better. In fact, she was worse. Of course, in those days, for the Jewish people, having this kind of blood flow from you made you unclean ritually, so she could not touch any other human being, otherwise they would be unclean. She could not even go to the temple. She couldn't go to the synagogue. She was like a leper, because in those days the Jews considered blood unclean, and if you touched somebody who was bleeding, you were unclean. Like in the passage of the Good Samaritan, that's why the priest and the Levite just walked by. They did not want to become ritually unclean on their way to the temple. But the Good Samaritan, picked up the man and took care of him. So this woman knew that she was like a leper, and she could not come up to the Lord and get near him because of the crowd. So she sneaks up behind him, and she has such great faith. She says, "I'm not even going to interrupt him and ask for a miracle. When the whole crowd is around him, I'm just going to reach out and touch the tassel on his cloak." People in those days wore robes with four tassels on each of the corners of the bottom of the robe. She says, "I'll just reach out for a tassel. I'll just touch a little bit of the garment and I'll be cured." And she does that. So she reaches out in the crowd, and immediately the healing power of Christ flows out of Jesus into her. Perhaps she feels this great warmth, this great power of the Holy Spirit. She's immediately cured. So she knows that she is cured. She feels the healing power of Christ run through her body. But the Lord also, very important detail, he feels this power drained from him. And so it does remind us, Bishop Sheen tells us as well, that every time the Lord worked a miracle, it cost him something. The Lord was physically drained by every time he worked a miracle. He just didn't snap his fingers like magic. It was a self-giving, a sacrifice every time the Lord would cure someone. It drained him of his strength and energy. So he immediately turns around and says, "Who touched me?" The apostles say, of course, everybody is pressing up against you. But the Lord kept, looking for the woman. She realizes what had happened. She comes before the Lord, it says, in fear and trembling. And she too, just like Jairus, falls at his feet and explains the whole situation, tells the whole truth. And the Lord helps her up, and he calls her daughter. "Daughter of Israel, your faith has saved you." So what tremendous faith this woman had. She didn't even ask for a miracle, She said, if I just touch his garment, I'll be cured. So then, while all this has caused a delay in the Lord getting to the daughter of Jairus, the officials from Jairus' house come up and say, she's already dead. Your 12-year-old daughter has died. Don't bother the teacher any further, because there's nothing he can do. What does the Lord do? He turns to Jairus and says, do not be afraid. Have faith. Again, here you see the power of faith. Have faith. And so he keeps going to Jairus' house. He takes with him Peter, James, and John. He goes to the house, and everybody is wailing and weeping and playing their instruments. And these were the neighbors and the friends and the relatives that would come to mourn the death of especially a child. And the Lord says, the child is not dead, she is sleeping. And of course, immediately, their wailing turns to ridicule of Jesus. And they began to ridicule him and say, what do you know? She is dead. So he drove them out. Just like he drove out the money changers in the temple, the Lord drove them away, takes with him the mother, the father, and the three apostles, goes into the child's room, and says, he took her by the hand, and he speaks to her in Aramaic, Talitha kum, little girl, arise. In fact, last month, one of our families of our parish had a little daughter, I think it's their fourth child, and they named it Talitha, after this Aramaic word for little girl, Talitha, arise. And so, immediately the little girl comes back to life. This is one of the few miracles of resurrection, of being raised from the dead. We will have the widow of the son of Nain, the daughter of Jairus, and Lazarus, the three people that we know of in Scripture that the Lord raised from the dead. And so immediately the girl comes back to life, and the Lord is so kind and loving towards her. He tells the parents, give her something to eat to get her strength back. And then he says something which is very unlikely to happen. Tell no one about this. Sometimes the Lord asks us some unrealistic things. Well, of course, how can they tell no one about this? The little girl is going to be walking outside immediately, and the whole crowd will see it. I don't know why he mentioned that, but it was a great miracle. So today we have two examples of faith, the woman with the bleeding, the faith of the daughter, the father of Jairus, and two great miracles. One, a cure of 12 years of illness, and one, the raising from the dead of a 12-year-old girl.